It is January 5, and this is John Lothian with today's daily update from the John Lothian newsletter. Today, JLN is remembering RJO Sr., a New Year's message from JPX. BNP and Deutsche Bank finished their deal. Chapman & Cutler LLP has a new chief partner, and good guy author Robert Corey is the latest to give to the JLN GoFundMe campaign. This podcast is a production of John Lothian News, home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. Learn about the history of trading from our Open Outcry Traders History Project and the Path to Electronic Trading series at www.marketswikieducation.com. Here's the hits and takes section of today's JLN. Robert J. O'Brien Sr., an industry giant, brokerage, and exchange leader whose name and initials are eponymous with the largest non-bank futures commission merchant, has passed away at the age of 103. We have honored RJO Sr. with the complete press release about his passing. We wish to offer our deepest condolences to the O'Brien family and the RJO organization and his many friends on his passing. A special wish to his former CME leader contemporary Leo Melamed. JLN was lucky enough to engage with RJO Sr. and help tell the RJO story for their 100th anniversary video several years ago. There's a link for that video in today's newsletter. Coyote Akiro, the group CEO, director, and executive officer of Japan Exchange Group, Inc., offered a New Year's message wishing everyone health and prosperity for the year ahead. You can read the whole message with a link in today's newsletter. The Japan Financial Services Authority has updated its new International Financial Center Japan website. The Taiwan Futures Exchange, or TIFEX, set a new annual volume record of 392,202,371 contracts in 2021, surpassing the previous record of 341,393,346 contracts set in 2020 by 14.9%. Single stock futures demonstrated the biggest trading volume growth across all asset classes, with a total of 74,994,818 contracts traded and an average daily volume of 307,356 contracts, an increase of 191.4% compared to 2020. BNP Paribas and Deutsche Bank have completed the transfer of the global prime finance and electronic equities business to BNP Paribas. The law firm of Chapman & Cutler LLP has a new chief executive partner, Greg Klemzrinsky, who succeeded Tim Mohan in the role. Klemzrinsky has practiced law at Chapman for 26 years. I forgot to mention a big thank you to Robert Corey for a donation to the JLN MarketsWiki Education GoFundMe campaign to kick off the new year. Robert is the author of the book, How to Intern Successfully, that I profiled in a video interview in 2021. Thank you to Robert and to all who have given and all who have yet to give. The door is still open. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. Bank of England, new economics book to be published. Can't we just print more money? Is it a new pop-up economics book written by the Bank of England, which will be published this May in partnership with Cornerstone Press? Can't we just print more money is a new pop-up economics book written by the Bank of England, which will be published this May in partnership with Cornerstone Press. The book addresses 10 economic questions, from why are all my clothes made in Asia to what actually is money. Along the way, it offers idiosyncratic examples of economics in action, from the City of London to Springfield Power Plant, from Babylonian gold lending 4,000 years ago to the economic effects of the COVID pandemic. My question is, the next pop-up book will be, why are my coins so much smaller? Here's a story from the FT. To live with COVID, we must plan for a permanent pandemic. Governments should adopt well-rehearsed emergency regimes that the public and business understand. 2 years into the pandemic, much of Europe is holding its breath, hoping Omicron is much less virulent than earlier coronavirus variants so that even record infection numbers don't reap the death and sickness rates of earlier waves. In the U.S. too, Omicron is spreading like wildfire. Leaders seem uncertain about which restrictions to impose and are scrambling to put in place everything from sufficient testing capacity to support measures for renewed economic disruption. My comment, this is an excellent suggestion. There is a group of people in denial that won't like it, but those that want to grow the economy will learn to adapt and learn to grow and adapt. Here's another story, this one from The Trade. The Trade names Lori McAuthrey as its new managing editor. New managing editor brings 15 years of senior editing experience and joins publication following record-breaking year. The Trade is delighted to announce that experienced financial journalist and senior editor Lori McAuthrey has joined the publication as its new managing editor, boasting 15 years of editorial journalism and analyst experience. McAuthrey joins The Trade to head up its range of channels, including digital print, multimedia, events, and research. Her most recent role was lead finance editor at TradingView. My comment, welcome Lori McAuthrey to The Trade. The top three stories from Tuesday's JLN. Our top story Tuesday was Matt Damon's cryptocurrency advert has got everybody cringing, from metro.co.uk. Second was Bloomberg's opinion piece, Bad News London and New York, finance hubs are becoming obsolete. Third was Gary DeWall's column from Catton. Deja vu again justified? CFTC fines respondents for washed sales less than 2 weeks after Comex fines and suspends two principals for same offense. Here are the top three stories from today's JLN's lead section. Trading Technologies invests $6.35 million in KRM22, enters in distribution agreement for risk management products. Trading Technologies International, a global provider of high-performance professional trading software, infrastructure, and data solutions, confirmed today that it has invested $6.35 million in KRM22 PLC, the technology and software investment company that focuses on risk management for capital markets. This is the first investment TT has made since its acquisition by Seven Ridge in late December. Here's a story from the Wall Street Journal. Omicron pushes Wall Street towards work-from-home future. Banks such as JP Morgan and Goldman, which urged staff to return to the office last year, are starting the new year with many employees at home. As the new year begins, Wall Street bankers find themselves in a familiar spot, working at home. Since the Omicron variant emerged, banks have hit the brakes on bringing workers back to the office. JP Morgan Chase, Morgan Stanley, Goldman Sachs, Wells Fargo, and Jefferies Financial Group Inc. have told employees they can start 2022 at home, at least for a few weeks. The banks are hoping that the Omicron pause is short-lived. But even after Omicron subsides, the companies could find themselves facing a more deep-seated problem. Many of their employees have grown used to the more flexible working arrangements and aren't willing to go back into the office full-time. How the return-to-work experiment plays out could set the stage for other white-collar industries. And lastly, from the Financial Times, Kazakhstan government resigns amid protests over rising fuel prices, state of emergency declared in capital, and mass gatherings banned. Kazakhstan's government resigned on Wednesday after protesters, angry at a sharp rise in motor fuel prices, took to the streets in several key cities, marking a big test for the country's president, Kasym-Jomart Tokayev. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast. And if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a John Lothian newsletter subscriber, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.